Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson. And in the studio with me this morning, I have Cassie Wardeen from the YWCA. She's the marketing development person. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I have Amy Bennett, the executive director. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you guys here. I know I haven't had somebody from the YW here in quite a while, but you guys have some stuff coming up that you need to let our listeners know about. So what's going on?
Well, we are actually rebranding our Woman of Distinction event that happens in late October to our Excellence in Actions Honors event. So instead of having one honor for the Woman of Distinction, we are having three different honors, one being for Changemaker, one for Empowerment, and one for Community Impact.
That's fantastic. Now, Woman of Distinction was something every year you guys did, and it was going on. I don't know how many years you were doing it.
But our first Woman of Distinction was in 1986, and Marvel Hornaday was our first Woman of Distinction.
Marvel Hornaday, I remember her. Oh my gosh! Wow. So, what made you guys decide that you wanted to change it, rebrand it?
We wanted to really reflect our mission more. And so that's what this award event is going to do. Our mission is to eliminate racism, empower women, and promote peace, justice, freedom, and dignity for all. And we do that through programs in the racial justice and civic engagement area. We do it through programs in economic empowerment of women, and then in programs that work on the health and safety of women and children. So our Changemaker honor is going to honor someone for their work in the area of racial justice and civic engagement. The Empowerment honor is going to honor someone for their work in the economic empowerment of women. And our Impact Award will honor someone who has been doing work in the area of health and safety of women and girls.
This is incredible. And it's a lot of work, I know. But what you're doing is necessary. We need this in our community. Yeah. And I'm so grateful that we've got you in here because our listeners, I think sometimes they forget. We have a YWCA as well.
Yeah.
So you have to nominate people to get in on the Excellent Action Honors, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Our nomination is open until the end of the day on July 15th, which is tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
It is really urgent that we get those in. It's really easy. Just go to our website, www.ywca-gi.org, and it is right on the homepage. You can click on our nomination forms page, and it gives you the direction on which one to nominate if you have one in particular. One person in mind that you may want to do for the Changemaker Award, there is an option for that.
Very good. Very good. I love it. So do you need sponsors for this event?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Yes, we are always looking for sponsors for the event. The event will actually be in October, end of October. And we do have sponsorship opportunities available for businesses or people who would like to sponsor at higher levels. We also will have table sponsors that people can purchase an entire table to come and participate in the event. We're changing the venue this year. It's going to be at the Hideout there at Bosselman Enterprises. Last year we had it at the downtown venue. And so because we're having more people, we hope, then we wanted a little bit of a larger location. If anyone is interested, they can reach out and call us at 308-384-9922 and tell us they want to sponsor the event.
That's fantastic. Now, when will tickets go on sale?
So we are planning for ticket sales to go up on Monday, September 23rd. That'll give everyone about a month to purchase their tickets. And
we'll be announcing the recipients in August, end of August. So we'll be able to announce who's going to be receiving those nominations. And so then people can come and celebrate the work that they've done.
This is fantastic. Now, again, people go and can make nominations until tomorrow. I'm assuming, is it 5 o'clock?
Till midnight.
Till midnight. Yeah. That very good. So they can just go online. Is it very difficult to make these nominations?
Absolutely not. We actually have it to where it is mobile friendly. So if you can do it right off your phone.
Perfect.
Click on it and it'll just type in what we ask in the description and just submit it and we'll get it right away.
This is great. This is very exciting stuff. And I love to see that the YW is trying to get out there, make the connections, And this is going to be a wonderful event. So you're changing it from Woman of Distinction to Excellence in Action. And there's going to be, well, the nominations are going on, but there's going to be three categories that people are going to get an honor for.
That is correct. So
there
will be three different individuals this time that will get an award.
This is amazing. And I'm glad you guys are doing that. Anything else exciting going on in the horizon with the YWCA?
Well, people might have heard that we are purchasing the Old Star Elementary School. So August 16th, that will become our building, and we will be launching a capital campaign in October. October is going to be a big month for us.
Wow.
To renovate that, we are going to be able to more than double the capacity of our child care center. So right now we have about 120 kids that we serve. And once we're finished with the new location, we'll be able to have over 300 children participate in our child care program.
Amazing. This town needs it. That's for sure.
Yes. We are in a child care crisis, if people haven't heard.
No, I've heard, but thank goodness my kids are all raised. I don't have to worry about that. But I'm so glad that you guys came in. We'll have to have you come in before the actual Excellence in Action honors to let our listeners know how they can purchase tickets. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the event and who was nominated. This is great. This is awesome.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
I am so glad that you both came in. We'll get you in here again.
All right. Thank you.
Absolutely. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning into the Public Affairs Program. Have a great rest of your day.